This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Gentlemen, you may have noticed a surprise waiting near the bottom of urinals in restaurants and airports and theaters. An image of a small fly. The image actually looks quite real, except every urinal has one in exactly the same place, a little bit off-center to the left. What's going on here is that scientists have noticed that guys seem hardwired to urinate on things, like flies, that they can target. But we also make a mess. According to the bathroom cleaning staff, these flies reduce spillage and make bathrooms 85% cleaner. According to Madai Al-Basri, a researcher at Harvard, the concept here is that men are nudged to urinate on specific targets, the fly, which is far more effective at changing bathroom behaviors than signage reminding men to be neat and tidy. While generations of parents have nudged their children to make their beds or wash behind their ears, in medicine, the nudge has taken on a new scientific role. Madai explains a nudge as
a sort of way in which we change the way information is being presented or framed to people. And the whole idea is that we want to change their behavior for the better. Usually it's a very subtle change that sometimes you might not be fully consciously aware of.
So as an example, let's say a school cafeteria wants kids to eat healthier lunches. They can design the layout of the cafeteria line to influence what foods get selected and which don't. The layout can be done to maximize profit by placing certain foods in particular positions, or it can be done to increase healthy choices by placing foods in different positions. In both cases, the design nudges the diner in one direction.
Technically, we'd like to think that the ulterior motive of whoever is designing a nudge is for the better of the person, so as not to manipulate. But we do find a lot of other examples. Customers are sometimes nudged to buy specific products, but that's for own business purposes and not necessarily because it's better for them.
If done for ethical reasons, nudging is an act of libertarian paternalism. In this sense, people feel that bending the environment to nudge people to make the right choice for their welfare is justified. Some experts might even go further and say that sometimes people aren't capable of making the right choices themselves because many of their behaviors are automatic and not a part of their consciousness. They need to be nudged. So now there are people working in healthcare called choice architects. They design systems to help people make choices they wouldn't make unless nudged. So in healthcare, there's a therapeutic intent to influence, supposedly for the benefit of the person. But civil society often uses even stronger nudges, such as when someone renews their driver's license and the DMV automatically registers them as an organ donor unless they say no. They are nudged to make a specific choice. Now, there is a line between a gentle nudge to assist people and one that can have ulterior motives. I worry about who is deciding where that line rests. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.